Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Lamo. This is program number 768. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. There are three, including postage and handling. Today, we're continuing on in the book of Revelation. We're still in chapter 13. I know the book of Revelation, and you're going to be able to understand. It's a very simple to understand book when you're in the Spirit. But if you're not walking in the Spirit, if you haven't studied, if you haven't walked in the Lord or with the Lord and in Him and Him in you, well, then it's very hard to understand. But it's very plain and simple once you know it. And it's understood in these last days because these are the days that the book of Revelation is happening. These things are not to be understood until the time comes that it's the end. And this is the end. And then we have some songs. But right now, let's pray, Father God, that you will anoint me. Continue anointing me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that people can understand your word, and that they become alive and full of zeal rather than be lukewarm. Because if they continue being lukewarm, you're going to spew them out of your mouth. That's what you said in the book of Revelation. And Lord, that souls may be saved and the church strengthened, which is the body of Christ, which is the New Jerusalem, which is your bride, your spotless bride, clean without one sin on it, perfect. Hallelujah. And we are perfect that walk in the Spirit. Lord, we ask that you save souls in the name of Jesus. Block Satan. Destroy him. Father God, destroy the works of Satan. And destroy him, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And open up doors for us in Jesus' mighty name. We all give you the praise, the honor, the thanks, and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, here's a recent recording. I just did this a couple of weeks ago. And let's see, this is July the 20th, 2008. And so you go back about 2 weeks, and that's when I recorded this. It's my tribute. Andre Crouch wrote it. Came to my house one night in Nashville and asked me to record it, and we finally did it. He came to the house about 25 years ago. And so I did it lately here, just 2 weeks ago. It's called My Tribute to God Be the Glory.
Father God, praise your holy name, Father God. I thank and praise your holy name. I never knew that you'd choose me in the last days to be the head of a worldwide work of God, preaching the gospel to hundreds of millions of people so that they could be led to glory and they would all give glory to you, Father God. None of the glory goes to me, Father. I give all my love and my praise. To you, Father God, be the glory. And I thank you, Father God. How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe it all. Glory. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Father God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things done. With his blood, he has saved me. With his power, has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life for You, Lord. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With His blood, He has saved me. With His power, He has raised me.
Praise the Lord. Yes, to God be the glory for everything that He's done. And I'd really give God the glory for laying down all the Word of God so that we have a direction. We know exactly what's going on. You know, the book of Revelation couldn't be more plain. It's just amazing that people don't know it. And I'm glad that the Lord gave me the understanding of it. And we're starting out here, chapter 13, verse 15. We're talking about the beast and this Antichrist regime that was once dead, which is the Roman cult, and then Satan with money and other things that are able to look miraculous if you put them into action. I know that you can take anything and build it up so big that people actually will start worshiping it. And one of the biggest weapons in the world is word. Goebbels, who was the propaganda ministry for Adolf Hitler, stated that words are more powerful than bombs. And so this he knew, and I know it too, because I used to be in the promotional field, and I promoted different singers like Sonny and Cher, Rovan, and another one, Robert Parker James, who I changed his name, and many actors and singers and all types of different people. Even the Democratic Party wanted to hire me to promote the entire Democratic Party. They knew that I had the touch to be able to do that, but I didn't want to do it because I didn't know anything about the Democratic Party or politics at all. But here's a little illustration here in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 15. And he, the beast, or the dragon, had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Now, the image of the beast, well, a lot of people don't even know what an image is. That the image of the beast should both speak. In other words, this beast should have an image so that it could actually speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, I was an image maker. You can take somebody that has some kind of a voice and you can just build their image on television. And in the Billboard magazine and Cashbox magazine. And you can build their image to the point where nobody paid any attention to them before. But you start building their image on television, radio, flyers, pamphlets. You give it the treatment, what we call the treatment. You know, when we were taking Ann Margaret in to record her over at RCA Victor when she first came to Hollywood, she was only about 16 years old. And we took her into the studios, and while we were walking about a block away from RCA Victor on Sunset and Vine, it used to be, I asked one of the guys, Ann and I were talking like crazy back and forth, and she was really bubbly and happy and everything, and I said, what's the story with this girl? Can't she sing? They said, they're building her image. They're giving her the treatment. They're going to make a superstar out of her. Oh, I said, oh, I see, okay. So we went in and recorded her on a song called Lost Love that was written by H.B. Barnum, and he was conducting the orchestra and her. So he, the Beast, had power to give life unto the image. Now, people back when this was written, they didn't understand what that meant. But they're building her image, or the Beast's image, that the image of the Beast should both speak, like the television does, and cause that as many as would not worship this new philosophy of life, which is Satan's, they're building the image of Satan, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the Beast should be killed. Now, I'd like to have Yvonne come over here and read what the word image means. Go ahead, read it. Right, talk into here.
Image, a reproduction or imitation of the form of a person or thing.
Yeah, in other words, that person is something. Somebody can sing pretty good, you know, and then they start building the image. Well, this person likes to fish and hunt, and this person is going to be the next Caruso, or the next Elvis Presley or something. Watch out for this one. And they just keep pumping your brain full of this image of this person that really 99.9% of the time is fictitious. It's not real. They're just building it up in your little pea-picking brains so that you will definitely receive the hype, okay? Because you all have. You're all worshiping the Beast. The Bible says that the whole world, all those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you just, you're going to hell, amen? Because you receive the image, don't you get it? You follow, okay, read the rest of this.
Especially an imitation in solid form, statue.
Yeah, a statue, okay, keep going.
The optical counterpart of an object produced by an optical device as a lens or mirror.
Yeah, so you look in a mirror and you see your image, okay, but if you look in the mirror and you say, adultery is okay, and homosexuality is all right. That's the image they're pumping into your brain. Okay, and that lesbianism is wonderful. After all, we should all love one another. In other words, they make love, instead of the keeping of God's commandments, they make it sensual and lascivious and evil. Then what?
Or an electronic device.
Electronic device, like a television set. That this man didn't understand it all. He didn't know what a TV was back there when he was on the Isle of Patmos around 2,000 years ago. Then what?
A visual representation of something as a likeness of an object produced on a photographic material.
Oh, so that could be an image too. If you take a picture of yourself, you look at it, it's an image of you. Only an image of you. Only an image won't do. Please give me your picture, more than your picture. I want a you, okay? So they're giving you a picture, and then you want to be like the picture that they're portraying. So you want to be like the Beast, and so you worship the Beast. Oh, yeah, we're able to be free now. Satan has set us free, but it's really the Lord, this Beast, this image is talking to us on TV. And you can call on the phone and talk to the people on television, and they talk back to you. Give us your opinion of whether you think homosexuality is all right or not. Doesn't make any difference what God says. What do you think? Because your opinion of this image of this new world order, which is everything sinful is fine. whatever feels good, let's do it. Okay? Let's just do it. So you're following the image of the beast, but keep going so this will prove what I'm saying to be true.
A picture produced on an electronic display as a television or computer screen.
Aha! Okay, and these people on TV are doing all types of pornography. And they're telling you, well, it's just widespread now. People are practicing pedophilia, a new word. In other words, it means that they're having sex with little boys and girls, preteen boys and girls. They haven't reached puberty yet, and not only they're doing homosexual things with them. And it's fine, but we all voted that man getting married to man is okay. That's the new image. You get it? And lesbians can be lesbian. They wonder, well, I hear so much about it. I wonder if it's going to be good. I think I will have sex, a woman says, with another woman. And these men say, I think I will have sex with another man so that I can live up to the image that I'm seeing on TV and in the newspapers and in magazines and all over the veldt, all over the world. Then keep going.
Exact likeness.
Yeah, you want to be like the exact likeness. You're looking into that mirror screen and say, I want to be like the beast. And therefore the Lord doesn't allow your name to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Keep going.
Semblance. God created man in his own image. Genesis 1:27.
Yeah, and then the devil comes on TV and creates you because you receive it into your little pea-picking brain to be like Satan. The Lord says that can happen to you very easily by not following the Lord's word. You have to be dogmatic. You have to be just very narrow-minded. You have to narrowly believe the word of God in order to escape being like the beast, like the dragon, the devil. They don't have natural affections anymore. They're like completely opposite of God. Exactly the opposite. Now, if the world government isn't Satan, then what would Satan do more than what this satanic evil beast is doing? You see people recanting on the Lord. They say, well, I don't like living such a strict life. I. Everything is I. And Satan tells you, yeah, it should be you, instead of surrendering your entire life unto the Lord. It's too straight for me. This life is too strict. I don't like denying myself and taking up the cross and following the Lord. I hate it. I liked it when I was out in the world. There was more freedom. I didn't have to work as hard. I didn't have to be on guard all the time. There was no persecution. There was none of these things. I like what the beast says. I know that if I do what the beast says, they're going to be easy on me if I do something wrong and they try to put me in prison or jail. They'll go easy on me, but they're going to go heavy on somebody that's keeping the commandments of the Lord. Well, keep going on what image means.
A person strikingly like another person. She is the image of her mother.
Yeah, and you people are the image of the devil. Okay, then what?
A tangible or visible representation. Incarnation. The image of filial devotion. An illusory form. Apparition.
Illusory. Spell it.
I-L-L-U-S-O-R-Y.
Illusory, like you've been strong delusions. Satan, God has allowed Satan to send strong delusions to you because you worship Satan. And so you're delusionary, you believe, and he has made you to believe a lie. God has made you to believe a lie because you won't get your eyes off the image of the beast, which is the TV, which keeps talking with Satan's mouth. That is his mouth. And those are his images, nude people walking around. It's getting to the point now where it's supposedly funny to see people naked walking down the street, and you can see that there are hundreds of people walking around nude, you know? And anybody that would see that and just stay watching it instead of turning away from it and instead of being, to make you livid at what's going on. Why do you want your children to grow up like that? What's wrong with you, you bastards? Okay, keep going.
A mental picture or impression of something had a negative body image of herself. A mental conception held in common by members of a group and symbolic of a basic attitude and orientation.
Okay, that's what it is. It's a basic attitude, and you're being orientated into this new attitude. That's why they call it the New World Order. In other words, it's the in order of Satan. You're going out of order. You're out of order with the Lord. You're not keeping his commandments. You're not paying any attention to what he says. or what's evil. He says what's evil, and he says flee from the very appearance of evil. Amen?
Amen.
But you don't. And therefore, you're going to be sent strong delusions. God will allow it to happen, he says, and I'll make you believe a lie, that your souls might be damned. Then what?
Example. A disorderly courtroom can seriously tarnish a community's image of justice.
Yes, you see that all over the place. That is the same thing, too. If you're a Christian, they say you don't stand able to win a court case any more than a snowball has in hell. Okay, then what?
Idea, concept, a vivid or graphic representation or description, figure of speech, a popular conception as of a person, institution, or nation, projected especially through the mass media.
It's projected to you through the mass media. That's Satan's voice, and it's gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. You've been had, unless you break away from it. Now, that's up to you. You choose whether you're going to heaven or hell. You can break yourself of that if you really believe the Word of God. Okay, just a little bit more here.
Promoting a corporate image of brotherly love and concern.
Yeah, now everything is love, 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 when really is hate, hate, hate. It's love to let men sleep with men and marry men, men marry men, and women marry women. You know, you don't see the priests of the Vatican being prosecuted because it's love. You know, they just don't have wives, and so it's okay for them to have sex with babies and little toddlers and little 8, 9, and 10, and 12-year-old boys, altar boys. And it's all right for them to take drugs, and it's all right for them to kill people. We just have to be forgiving. This is all a bunch of hooey. Hooey da hooey, bluey da bluey, gablooey da gablooey is knocking you out and putting you into a coma of Satan worship. You're believing this garbage, and we all have those tendencies, they say, and so therefore we need to be merciful, except for Christians. Mercy? Well, why is it that they're bombing every country that they want to get into their unholy dictatorship? See, everything is to be forgiven. Like Clinton murders all the people at Waco. It's a slaughter. A massacre. But he says, well, the biggest mistake I made was Waco. I should have never done. But still, you don't apologize for that, man. You get the electric chair. Or bolt him down to one of these gurneys and stick a needle in him and put him to sleep. The law is for everyone. But the law is no longer the law. It's okay for people that were attorneys and that a bunch of idiots voted into office and a bunch of devil worshipers. And they say, well, he's just like us, you know. He has oral sex and we do too. And so what's so wrong with him? He's a liar, and so are all of us. And so there, it's the image of the beast, the image of Satan. That's what you people are. And that's what the Lord is talking about here in this verse. He says, and he had power to give life. He brings life and promotes it, pumps it into your pea-picking, evil-loving brains. So he has power to give life unto this new image of the beast, this one world government, one world psychology, one world filth, that the image of the beast should both speak. Now, you know, this is good, you know. Everybody vote, call us and see if you think that men should get married with men, even though God says that's an abomination, they go to hell for it. And you vote and say, well, yeah, let people be people, live and let live. But see, we Christians have been told that if we let people do this without warning them, then we'll go to hell. The Lord doesn't have live and let live attitude. Otherwise, he wouldn't have died for all of us and shed his blood for us and then went to hell for us. And he caused that as many as would not buy this garbage or worship the image of the beast, that we should be put to death. We should be killed. Actually, it's murdered. It says projected this evil stuff into people's brains. Now, does everybody understand verse 15?
Yes.
Okay. I have to continue on the next message. All right, folks, it's time. Those of you that really believe what I've said is what the Bible says. This is what God says. And for those that have an ear, the Spirit, to hear what the Spirit says, I have that ear and I've told you what the Spirit says. So if you want to hear it, and if you've heard it and you believe it, then you don't want to be thrown into the lake of fire where your torment and the smoke of your torment will go up forever and ever, then say this prayer and you'll be eliminated from that condemnation. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how to receive a copy of this program number 768.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for a continuation of the Book of Revelation. These messages will make you stand one day at a time, so make sure you don't miss one of them.
God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.